The business leaders believe that a strong economy requires an effective system of policymaking that adheres to the democratic process. They say New York's current campaign finance system promotes market inefficiency, that donor influence can undermine market forces by the pursuit of policies and regulations that diminish competition or unduly advantage particular firms or industries. Larry Noble is president of Americans for Campaign Reform.
It's in everybody's interest to promote democracy by having public funding and small donor empowerment. The business community is not one monolithic community. It has a number of interests, and they would also be served by really just making sure that we have a system that is free from really big interest money and allows the voters, allows the average citizen to be empowered.
Damon Hemmerdinger is co-president of ATCO, a real estate firm based in New York City. He thinks New York's competitiveness is jeopardized by present policies.
I think times are tough for New York State right now. Our cost of living, our cost of doing business, our tax burden are higher than almost any other state in the country. We need our public officials to make tough choices. And at the moment, our public officials spend much too much of their time raising money.
Mike Petro is the executive vice president for the Committee for Economic Development, a business-led public policy organization based in Washington, D.C.
Business leaders themselves are oftentimes the recipients of solicitations from politicians. And oftentimes, our members have described the process as a shakedown in the sense that they feel like there is a pay-to-play atmosphere within the political process. If you give a contribution, you'll have access to the system. Now, CED is a national organization, and we see this across the country in state capitals.
NYPERG's Russ Haven was among those attending the conference. He agrees with the business people that the rules by which candidates for public office raise and spend money needs a major overhaul.
A key part of that is a public matching system to level the playing field and encourage average people to step forward and run for office.
What would be the ideal public matching system?
We really like the New York City system, and it has a 6-to-1 matching system. So if you're a candidate and you raise a small contribution, let's say $25 or $50, there's a public match of 6-to-1, and so that magnifies the benefit of going to small donors as opposed to a few wealthy individuals to underwrite your campaign.
Larry Noble concedes there are forces opposed to fair elections.
The average citizen, the average business person, when they understand the issues, when they understand it goes to the heart of democracy, sees that this is the correct thing to do, sees it's the right thing to do, and I think in the end it will prevail.
Fair Elections for New York is a bill that progressive groups have been trying to push through the state government for several years. Observers surmise attention groups like super PACs and individuals like George Soros have generated may spur legislators to act. One lawmaker attended the conference, Democratic Assemblyman Brian Kavanaugh. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.